saw yesterday, boy, holy cow, they were backing things up on I-30. Yesterday was half price admission day at Fort Worth Zoo.
Oh my goodness.
Spring break.
I know. Uh-huh. They put out like traffic advisories and everything.
Oh my gosh.
A couple years ago, we bought tickets during that day, and it was literally like Disneyland. We couldn't even get into the parking lot.
You talk about some serious. That's March Madness.
That's right.
Things, though, they could be worse. Especially spring breaking.
Bruh.
That's what they say. Things could be worse. Well, yes, they got back home, of course.
And splashdown.
Yeah, just like a good will it float. The stranded space station astronauts, Sonny Williams, Butch Wilmore, they splashed down all safe and stuff up there 280 days. And it turns out they will not be getting overtime in any way, shape, or form, or any sort of compensation or hazard pay. Supposed to be there for 10 days, ended up 280, and, well, they're both salary employees of NASA. So, base salary of $150,000, though.
Not too shabby.
But
I mean,
no
but
overtime.
They didn't get to use, like, any of their benefits, like their, you know, health, vision. You know, what about the comprehensive dental plan?
I could tell you those premiums are going up. but, yes, they have now been put, and of course they're going to be for a few days to recuperate there in crew quarters and get their bearings back. But yeah, Elon yesterday said he was very pleased, and J.D. Vance is demanding that they already say thank you.
So be grateful. So congratulations to our good friends in Wichita, Kansas. Just got the dubious honor of the most challenging place to live with allergies in all of America. Our good friends in Dallas, well, they got 13th. Fort Worth, dang it, we didn't even make the list.
How is that possible?
I don't know. We're always a contender. But they, I don't know. They probably just think we're Dallas, which, and after driving to Dallas yesterday, I realized why I never, ever, ever go to Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
New Orleans went from the 30s to number 2. So look at them go. That was because of hurricane season and the high grasses from all that rain. This was compiled by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, who recommends antihistamines, corticosteroid nose spray, or our good friend, the neti pot.
Yeah, it was compiled by them, obviously, before the last 3 weeks here in Fort Worth.
Well, that's a that's another.
Have they seen how many haboobs?
I know.
Things could be worse. You may be catching a fever, not hay fever or allergies. It's March Madness, baby! March Madness. The NCAA tournament where suddenly all of America cares about college basketball.
Oh, yeah. We're totally in with the teams and the points.
The games tip off.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock this morning, so make sure you get your bracket all filled out, man, and turned in. It's Steve over there in accounting who's ringleading the whole thing. You know, there's that one person in the office there every year. But office pools are still very, very big. And when it comes to filling out your March Madness bracket, 23% say their main strategy is asking friends, family for advice and help, and people that might have actually watched college basketball games throughout the season. Mm-hmm. Evidently, they do play them. And other 22% say they just use whatever vibes they're feeling, man.
Well, shouldn't you always do that in life? I mean, they're going to get rich off these, right?
Just about 10% said they sometimes make picks just simply based on the team's mascot. I've done that, and it was actually far more successful than me actually trying to decide if Wofford can take it all the way this year. Which, go Wofford!
We should do a bracket just to see if I would win based on the colors.
$3.1 billion, they estimate, will be gambled and just wagered on the NCAA March Madness tournament. And 1 in 10 say they make picks based on whether or not the Saluki can take down a bison. Might be worse. I mean,
it is a Saluki. Come on.
Fear the Saluki.
So imagine winning $83.5 million in the Texas Lotto. You're making plans. You're talking to finance people. You're resting easy because your kids and your grandkids are going to be well cared for a long time. And, by the way, you're not going to get any of that money. What? A woman that hit the jackpot met with lottery officials and her attorney in Austin this week because she bought it through one of those courier services. I guess they have them, like, set up in malls and they have like, machines. And you can even do it online. Well, they're now under investigation by Attorney General Ken Paxton, as well as the Texas Rangers. No, not like the sweatshirt you're wearing, a different variety. Her attorney feels she's being lumped in, potentially illegal players. And the longer this investigation takes, the more likely there will be litigation.
I want my money. Yeah, those, the reason they're looking so intently at those is because the head of the Texas Lottery Commission was using those apps to basically commit fraud.
She's just getting wrapped up in all this.
I'd pick it based on mascots. Things could be worse.
Things could be worse.
Well, as some French people and diplomats want the Statue of Liberty back, turns out in a new survey, 13% of Americans have no interest in visiting the Statue of Liberty at all, they said.
Oh.
Turns out she don't want to see you either. And when it comes, we're going to be more than likely, I can just see in the future, more of these stories about the changing United States Postal Service. As they get dozed and retransformed and the like. In a poll, 5% of people say that they need or want all of the physical mail that they receive. All of it. 51% said they could care less about half of it. And one local country radio DJ doesn't check it for weeks.
Ken Buckner.
What could go wrong?
I don't know. Is that where you were, jury duty? By the way, it's not a good look for the United States Postal Service in this. A USPS worker stole $1.6 million through the mail and was caught. And people started getting pretty suspicious when they saw the postal employee seemingly smiling and willing to help other people.
Hey.
That's what they say. Things could be worse.